This was a diversion for me, so I
like vines.
Yeah, it was November, so it was getting cold.
Yeah. It's okay.
How about number three?
What shocked you the most?
Do you want disco?
I think seeing the boy with his feet, because I had never seen a major injury ever.
She's talking about Kennedy, Mom.
Oh, well, you know, Kennedy.
Are you still in the same subject?
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, with Kennedy, the loss. That he had his brain shot out, and the whole bit, I just couldn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it. You know, that's why I thought, oh, my God, they hit him in the arm. You know, I didn't want to think he hit him in the head. You know, poor Jackie climbed on the back of that car, and, oh, my God, I was dying for her. And when that baby saluted his father, I lost it right there. I just couldn't believe it. Because I know what a salute means. If you're military, you know what a salute means. It's a mark of respect.
What shocked you the most?
I just asked that, Hannah.
The loss of that life. I mean, how do you get it back? How do you get that personality back?
And, faster typing. So I know I asked you this, but I wanted to type it.
Wait, just when you, like, listen to the thing again and then go type it, which is on television.
I know, but I had 18 minutes of video.
Okay.
When you saw that boy with the feet cut off, what was, like, going through your head?
Oh, I was dying. Because what it was the first time I knew that I couldn't fix him. I didn't have the ability to fix him. I wasn't a surgeon. And I felt my helplessness. That's what it was. And my family never talked about feelings, so I didn't know how to put a name on it. I knew I was angry because this is my war. Never mind Hitler and his war. This was my war. Korea was my war. And he's 19 years old, and I'm 19. And when you have both, your most favorite thing in the whole world was to dance to Glenn Miller and the old swing bands, and now he don't have no feet. I was dying. I said, now what's he going to do? And I said, hey, if you're going to be of any help to him, you better dap right off, because he don't need you going around the long face. But I felt so helpless. I never had that feeling before. I put a name on it. I was angry. Oh, boy, was I angry. But I was dying because I thought, oh, my God. And that boy left Fort Sam probably to go to a hospital closer to his home. And I don't know whether, I don't remember his name. I don't know what his was at the home stages. But I said, I've prayed for that boy every day since that happened. I said, you know that boy that don't have no feet? I'm praying for him. You know, make sure he's okay. You know, because today, it's because of technology, you have to get more than just a high school education. You can't get by anymore with that. I'm a prime example. I graduated. I had 3 years and a half in the Army. I came home. Had my 6 kids, went back to school at 35, got my LPN, was a nurse at St. Joseph's under 30 years. And last year, they let the LPNs go, which is a 1-year nurse as opposed to a college nurse, which is a 3-year nurse. I said, these kids have been there at 38 years, and they didn't count. I said, baloney on that. I know what I did. I gave 200% and then some, because I loved what I was doing. You can't buy that. And that's what I tried. Hospital is a business. Business began. I was so frustrated, I cried for 2 weeks. And I wrote to the girls that I worked with, and I knew they were the cream of the crop. Knowledgeable, on time, never missed a day, sure to get your leg cut off. You know, they were there, dependable and respectful. I said, oh my God, you know. And I said, I told those girls, I know what you did, because I know what you did and why you did it, because you loved what you were doing. Whatever job you choose, whatever vocation you choose, to be your profession. None of us know when we marry, is he going to be sick or I'm going to be sick? He might be sick and we might have to be the breadwinner. So when you get an education, they can't take that away from you. Because you're like, hey, I had 5 kids to feed. You know, and I said, hey, get off your duck and do it. The Southern girls, they can charm their way out of doing everything, but I said, they said, gee, you guys work hard, don't you? I said, yeah, you get off your duck and you do what you got to do. Don't depend on anybody else. Do it. You can do it. And this is what my leaders in basic gave me. Like I said, the confidence to do it. That you count. You put your mind to it, you can do anything and get your mind set on. No matter what, try hard. Try harder. You know? Be determined, persistent. I think being determined and persistent are the two things. But respect, you give respect, you get respect. Attitude is everything. Who wants to see a brat come? Nobody. Huh? Like I said, tell your best friend what a treasure she is, or tell your buddy what a best friend he is, and that you treasure him. Because, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to make friends. Sometimes they have a hard time connecting with another person. I don't have a hard time. I need my big mouth. I love kids. I said,
do you have another one?
Another question? I have a question.
Okay. Would you ever, like, if you could go back, like, in time, would you have not gone, been a nurse?
Oh, no, no. I was wanting to go back, because I became a staff sergeant. In 3 years, I had become a staff sergeant. And when I got discharged, you had 90 days to keep your rank. And they had $1,000, which was big money at that time, to reenlist for another 3 years. And my husband was down in Maine Maritime at the time. We had dated in high school, kid stuff, you know. And I thought, oh, my God, here we go with them big brown eyes, you know. So we started dating, and we ended up getting married. And then I had Susan, and then I had six kids the next 8 years. And he's going to sea, and I'm staying home and changing diapers and cooking cookies. I said, Jesus, marriage isn't what it's cracked up to be. There was no, hey, honey, what do you think? Because there was no honey. He's out to sea somewhere. You know, and that was his life. But you have to, that's how they make their living. You have to adjust to that. You don't have to like it, but you have to adjust to it. So I learned to entertain myself. That's why I devour books. I love history. So I devour books. I want to show you. I don't know if I showed the other kids or not. I can't remember.
I saw this.
Yeah, you did. My Uncle Reddy was in the Second World War, and he went into Europe on a glider. He was from Caribou. He was a major. And I think a major, maybe he was a captain, but I thought he was a major. And he brought me back a piece of a parachute. This is my Uncle Rennie, my Aunt Virginia, that's his wife. And with that parachute, I had a baptism dress made. My Aunt Emily made that dress for Susan. That was her baptism dress. Feel that silk?
I could probably fit into that.
Yeah, remember, that's a parachute, huh? Yeah, well, that's an infant baby, now, remember. And this little pearl button came from Japan when I was in Okinawa. And I had her put that on. It's the history in that dress that I love.
What's that medal here?
That medal is from the state of Maine for my service. I never was sorry. I never, because like I say, my leaders were my teachers. And I owe them everything because I found out who I was and that I counted. And I didn't know that before. Being in the middle of three, I'm just plugging up the hole, remember? And I thought, God, I just... Well, because, like I say, the whole neighborhood had gone military from the Second World War. Every family had two or three kids that was in the military. And like I say, I was bumming when I was in the eighth grade and the war stopped. And I said, God, it come and went, and I didn't get a chance. So I was kind of bumming, you know. So my class was the first time to go peacetime. And by the time I was a senior in high school, we had a girl that had gone to BAPS and had joined the Navy, come home, and Sister Collins said, why don't you talk to the senior class and